We always like to be like, oh, you should do this. You shouldn't be so
Yeah.
toxic. You shouldn't do that. They
Yeah.
are so always pointing the blame at others, but sometimes look inward.
Because something happened during the week. And it's funny that it came up because we were going to do this topic anyway. But I feel like the situation of what happened this week is so appropriate to today's topic, which is personal red flag.
It's very important because you guys probably know yet, but Tinoke was telling me something that we have talked, and we continue to talk about. She would tell me, Chika, no, the situation is done. No, I'll be like, I'll trust. I'll be like, oh my, she's my friend now.
Where I forgot I told you.
Like, we've talked about the situation several times, and she'll still come back and tell me that this situation is happening again. Every time, every time, and I'm just like, you know what?
Can I just say that this? Let me tell you why this time is different. If you are listening,
Okay.
whoever I'm talking about, I'm so sorry. Don't worry, your name will not be this. What happened this time is because this person and I, we are in a space where there's a lot of more boundaries, and there's no the guy is squeezing her face to me, but I'm trying to tell her. You guys, can I just say that all you girls that used to go back to your exes, I feel you very much.
I'm just trying to be supportive
Don't
of
be
all my
supportive.
friends'
Actually,
decisions.
there's nothing to be supportive about. I'm just saying that it's something that is just that just
So
no, I'm not
you know that there's
supportive,
nothing.
but I'm saying that you should just accept the fact that that's what the situation is right now. And
Yeah.
I'm trying to
Yeah, that's what that's
but
exactly
I
what I'm
make my
doing.
problem everybody else's problem at this point. So yeah, that's why Chika is very about it.
It's just, well, so basically, yeah, that's basically the concept of today's episode, that sometimes, as much as we will love to preach,
Oh, I made mouth last week.
we like to point
Ooh.
fingers.
I made mouth last week. I was like, girl, he's not doing ish for you. He's not da, 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 da. You need to tell him to walk away. He needs to block his sorry ass. But look at me. Look at me.
Because to be very honest, like sometimes I think about it and I'm like, I have some toxic traits as well that I'm always, I feel like it's important that you realize that you sometimes are the
Yeah,
problem
self-awareness.
and you cause your
I do call
problems
myself awareness.
and you need to figure out how to stop causing these problems.
What are things that you think people will see in you and be like, this needs a red flag?
Ooh, that's a good
Yeah.
question.
Like
That's a very
oh,
good
red
question.
flag.
Okay, so personally me, yeah, I will not, if I was in a relationship, I won't talk to you every day. Every like 2 to 3 days, probably say
No,
hi,
that's
hey, what's up? But not
red.
every day.
No, Chika, you're actually a demon. Because why would you do that? Why would you do that?
No, because I'm just like,
No.
I'm busy, he's busy.
It is
So
not
it's
that.
like, I mean, I'll check up on you. If you want to message me, sure. But me personally, I don't think I can message you every day. Okay, but the thing is, I don't, okay. If the person really wants me to, I don't mind. But I wouldn't mind if he also said he doesn't want to speak to me every day. I wouldn't mind it. Unless, nah, I wouldn't mind it. Maybe it's just me being scared to get too close, but I
I
wouldn't
like
mind.
to get close, too close for comfort.
Nah. That's just me. So you said, what's something that's a red flag? That's my own.
A red flag for sure. Because if I was a guy, I'm like, this girl's won't talk to me every day. I'm like,
What about you? Do you have any red flags? Do you have anything that you think?
okay, so let me think. Personally, I always say I'm perfect. I am the epitome of perfection.
And
No red flags
seriously,
whatsoever.
you are
Wow.
perfection. Yes,
Thank
No, you guys, but seriously, Atunuka is like one of the
No,
sweetest
oh
people.
no, don't say that. Don't say that.
Like,
No.
whenever you're down and you talk to Atunuka, she just gives, it's like she elevates you. She makes you feel like I'm actually, I got this by God's grace. Like, God is with me. My friends love. That's how Atunuka is. So yeah, she's honestly perfect. She's funny. See, I'm Atunuka.
Just, you are blushing. She's lying.
I'm not.
Oh, okay, so let's keep the topic here. Let's talk about my red flags. So this thing that you guys said about me being sweet, I can't be taken for granted. Yeah, that's my red flag. I don't say it's a red flag. I think it's more of a green flag for users.
Exactly, it's not a red flag, it's just a
No,
red.
no.
It's just like, see, this is what I mean. It's just like, it's something you need to, it's toxic to you, but to others, it's like, oh,
It's okay,
chill.
but toxic to other people. Okay, I know one, I know one, I know one. I get bored easily. Oh, yeah, I
Ooh.
get bored so easily. If I'm talking to a guy and like over time he's just making me bored, that thing's ending. And it's so funny because the friend that I've spoken to, and it hasn't passed one day because I'm unable to reply your message because I think you're boring. Like, I'm
No, but I
so
get that
sorry.
for
Like,
real. No, but it's fine, because another thing is that
yeah.
after like 1 2 days, like if it's still the same, like if it's still stale, I'm what's why am I still speaking to you?
There, you understand? I
So
mean,
that's
yesterday, one or two days.
calm.
Me, that hour. If you're not coming correct, don't come at all.
Question, because girls actually talk about this. So
Yeah.
would you actually, so some girls will say like they like the quiet type, the type
Oh,
that
I don't
doesn't
mind the
talk
quiet,
much. No,
but
there's
they
a
can be
difference
very
between quiet
interesting.
and boring go. Okay, that's true. There is a
Yeah, you
difference.
could be like loud and boring. Like, all you are is loud. You're just doing rah, rah, rah everywhere, but you have nothing to talk about, nothing interesting. Like, you can't hold a conversation.
Yeah, level one, people need to learn how to talk to people, man. People don't
Please,
know.
I'm begging you.
Like, ah, no, hey. Okay, my toxic trait is.
Waiting for what we think each other's toxic traits could be.
Ooh.
Okay,
No, but then you say I
let's do
don't
for each
have. Okay, do
other.
mine, then
No,
I'll do yours. Okay.
I can be nitpicky. Okay, so I feel like Chika has like, I know she doesn't want to, but I feel like Chika can have expectations. Like, she has a way she wants to be treated, which is fine and amazing. But I feel like if you are not that poster man, you are gone. She's not entertaining you for shit. Like, if you're not the man that she has pictured in her head for herself, there's no way she's making way for you because that's simply not what she wants. Even if you're actually everything that she could need. This is me throwing shade to her because she knows what she said last week. Even if you could be everything that she needs, even if you could be actually feel. So if I know what she wants up here, then sorry.
She's
Just
actually
enough.
right.
You don't stand a chance.
Yeah, it's a mix of everything. So she's
Physical,
correct. So
financial, emotional,
she's not wrong.
spiritual.
Ah, that is
You
so
see, I think we know each
correct.
other well. Yeah,
That is
clap
so
for me,
correct.
clap
Okay.
for me, clap for me.
She did a great job. That's actually very true, I would say. Okay, let me think of your red flag. If the thing between you guys is not enticing enough Atunike can actually like stop talking to you like immediately. Like she can, you can stop talking to a guy like if you just real, even if it was interesting at first and then it stopped being interesting, you're off like that's
But
you.
still, is that a bad thing?
I mean, it's not, but at the same time, it's like it's kind of like.
It's like, you're not even. I don't know how to explain. Am I gone?
No, I don't think that's a terrible thing. I just think it's something like people just, it's just like, okay, we're not a good fit, but it's kind of toxic because it's almost like they have to suit you or they have to stimulate you in a way that they might not be able to, you know?
I'm gonna be overdoing it. Or maybe because I'm just
Yeah.
used to a particular attention.
You said no. Okay, I just want Atike likes crazy men. I don't understand. I don't get it.
No, you don't have to say that.
I can't cut it out.
Let me tell you, you guys, find yourself a good crazy psychopathic man. Let me tell you, girl. You become a good psycho man. Let me tell you why. First off, he will text you every goddamn day.
Because he's insane, like, and he doesn't have he's jobless and he doesn't have anything to do.
Do you know what's funny is that he could be the busiest of men as long as he's psychopathic for you. As long as he's crazy for you, he's gonna make time.
Look, time will crazy.
Be crazy about you. And in bold about you. He needs to be crazy about you.
I want to also add that the thing is, he will be crazy for you, but he's also crazy.
He's crazy, yo. I'm not saying, just crazy about you. He's crazy. Normal. Oh, he's acting towards you also crazy. So we're just running up of crazy here. So he could be crazy. He could be crazy, but not crazy about you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why you have all these cheaters. You have all this somehow. So you have crazy and then crazy about you. Yeah. But we love a good psycho man.
We don't, man. No, we don't.
We love a good psycho.
I don't want psycho. I want just be mentally stable.
Okay, then the thing is that you have a stable man that's crazy about you.
No, that's okay.
Haven't you heard the statement crazy about you? Like when a guy comes to you and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm crazy about you.
Yeah, but he's guy, crazy.
About you. You need someone that's crazy. You know, the standard should be crazy about you. Period.
You can be crazy about. I know, understand that.
I can't
but...
crazy about me. I'm sorry. Like, if you're not giving me the kind of attention that, no offense, everybody else, that I'm used to, which is like
insane.
Consistent texting, it's insane. Do you know that's the only way? To me, it's bare minimum. Like,
no, but that's not bad. You guys, Atunike is saying the normal part of this her crazy experience. If I tell you what she has been...
You know how guys don't do that, though. So, the crazy guys that are now doing it, can I say that it's not part of their craziness?
I don't know. True, the normal guys aren't... I mean, to be fair, it depends.
Exactly. Okay, but something about crazy men, they'll call you at 4 a.m. in the morning. They will call you at that. Yeah.
Crazy men are also not afraid to destroy your friendships.
Okay, but my crazy man, my little psycho. My little psycho. Let me tell you why he's. Let me put it like this. He's my bare minimum. Let's it like this. So I think in regards to things traits that he has for relationship. He's giving me a good standard aspect, like in terms of communication. I don't want to say commitment, but commitment, like fighting for me. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I like that. And that's to me my barest minimum. I'm so sorry. So no, okay. I need someone that can move the scale, you know. I need to see more of that. And I feel like every place I can see more of that is in other psychopathic men. If you yourself are a little psycho, it helps because personally I'm a little psycho as well. Like, if I'm being honest here.
I mean,
you guys are like, girl, what are you saying? Like, girl,
I'm just like, girl, you know what? It's she's happy, I guess.
Girl.
You know, girl.
Yeah.
For real.
I'm happy. Actually, I'm not happy. No, a psycho man. The bad side to a psycho man. You can't tell you the bad side.
The bad side of a psycho man, they will literally drive you insane. They'll drive you insane because even when you say, "Oh, I'm tired of this person," they'll be disturbing your peace, disturbing your friend's peace, disturbing even your stranger's peace just to get you back.
They're trying to get you back. You know, there's a kind
but
of
they are insane, and you don't want them back. Why can't they see that? Why
what
must
they? Yeah, okay, they're insane.
Okay, you know
I'm starting to sound bad. What if he listens to my podcast and is like, he takes me back, she just bites, and I'll just be, oh no, no, no.
Nah, but okay, let me think. Do I have another toxic trait of Atinux? When Atinuka doesn't like you, she doesn't like you. Like, if you do.
No,
there are obviously guys, obviously you don't know. There are guys that you like. But then if you like do something to her, one of her friends, but that's not toxic. If you do something to her, one of her friends, you are going to be in her black book. Same as me, to be fair. Yes, in her black book.
You have like a black book.
Yes.
And it's so funny because all I have claimed about, like, that, I'm looking for a word for it. Thank you for giving me that black book. I know that I, my black books in my head. All you guys that have done all my girls crazy. If I see you, black you will know that I've seen outside.
And she'll tell you. She'll give you that
bombastic side eye, criminal offensive side eye. Like, your the hatred I have for you. I'm so sorry, like, you know how they're like, oh, forgive, like, you're just doing, you're hurting yourself by hating. I've taken the hate from my friends so they can heal, and I've put it in my body. And I don't mind being the vessel of hatred. You will be hated. Best believe you will also be dealt with. I'm like, you actually mad. No, I'm sorry, but even that, you guys, stay away from my friends. I'm begging you, name of God. I'm begging you. Like, what is your problem? Stay away.
Like, but do you know, sometimes I also think of it, is it not us that choose them?
Okay, I don't, he thinks that I can never judge you because you're my friend. I don't care. There was one guy in my roommate, let's see. When I saw him in school, that day was really good. Because that's the day I knew that I could actually properly hate somebody. And can I just say that? It's a good feeling. I know, but we say, ah, hatred is nasty. Like, you don't feel good. No. When I'm hating for somebody, it feels amazing. Like, is that the boy? You know, I'm going to be that mom that I'll say, is that the boy? I'll point like this. Is that the boy? And I'll walk up. Like, your child is nasty. I don't like seeing people I love in pain.
Yeah, same.
And when I see people cause that pain, it's like, I want to deal with you myself. And the way I make you, you think I'm violent. I wish I was violent because it would actually match the mouth I'm making. But measures that can be taken, I will take them. I'm so serious.
She will, actually.
I will take so, measures.
So if that's a red flag to you, do that.
That's
as
not.
You
will. That's
a red flag. I don't think that's a red flag. If anything, I would like my friends to not tolerate men that have hurt me in the past. Okay, what do you think is my red flag?
Let me think. Okay, I know one. Chika doesn't like boys that are not fine. And I know why I'm saying this. Chika, if you look at Chika's roster of men, you know how normal girls, I'm not saying you're not a normal girl, but the fact that girls that at least you reduce like your standard a little bit. Like, you're like, okay, I mean, you know, like, Chika, the man that Chika will bring to you, you will never, she will never say, oh, he's cuter in person. Like, Chika will never bring that kind of man to you, ever. He's gorgeous in picture, gorgeous in person. Like, Chika doesn't like. So, I don't know if that's a red flag. It's the way, if you are not fine, I walk up to her. Like, no regard. Like, she'll be like, I feel like, are you talking to me? The way you're laughing, because you know you're guilty. Chika, you know you're guilty.
Do you know what's even funny? It's like... The thing is that it doesn't have to be like the stereotypical or attractive. I just have to find you attractive in a way. And if I don't, like, I'll just be like, oh, so you're interested in me. Huh. Okay. That is true. Okay. Patinuke, I'm really thinking.
Hard. It's hard because I'm telling you that I'm the perfect girlfriend.
She is. I'm telling you.
I'll make you happy.
She'll make you happy.
I'm fun.
She is, like, actually.
Like, try to put myself together. So yeah, that's me putting on my
Oh my days. Okay, to be fair, If you actually could, would you, okay, if you could actually like convince someone to be with you, what would you say is like
Jesus,
your
that I would say
that's a
no,
t
but I'll just look at you like this. I'll just look at you
The
like
look is enough. I'm telling you, Anthony
this.
K is perfect.
Yeah.
No, but genuinely, I'm even trying to think, like, do you have a toxic trait? And she's actually the sweetest person if she likes you. If she likes you,
I like you. If I don't like you hate me forever. You hate me. And I'll
because
teach you hate me.
even if you sh even if she likes you and you're toxic, like you might not be right for her, she'll be convincing her friends, aka me, why you are perfect.
Okay, but he's not perfect. I
Nah,
will work
but
with him. He's not
yeah,
perfect. He's my
but
friend.
okay.
He's my friend.
But okay. Well, what do you guys? Okay, so let's paint
What?
a
Let's.
scenario.
I don't think he listens to this podcast. Let's put it to the audience
No, let's
because.
paint a scenario to the audience because I just okay. So if your friend, let's say you have a friend, right, and she is seeing a guy, but apparently the guy can't be with her, but he's like, just for her with her, just because he enjoys her company, da, 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 da. However,
Yeah.
this guy is actually crazy. He's not afraid
Wait,
to show.
don't wait.
I beg. He's not afraid. I beg. I beg. I
Oh
beg. I beg. Please.
He's
No.
using it in a good way. He's not happy to show, like, he's not happy to show me that he wants me around.
And
He's
it's.
not happy.
Okay. I mean, you did say you're insane or you're crazy as
Well,
well.
literally,
Are
that's
you kind of.
the only reason I feel like I tolerate it, because if I wasn't if I was sane, I would not tolerate this rubbish, because it's really rubbish. That's so
It's
lovely time of my life. Like, it's so fun to me. Like, it's so exciting to me.
you
I'm having so
guys.
much fun. It's so fun. It's so fun. The mess. It's like I'm putting our personal just on the table right now.
This is actually very personal,
Yeah,
like
this is a very personal episode. I'm so happy for it
yeah.
to end. I don't care, because in the next 10 years, hopefully I'm not in the same situation.
Who
And why am I
exactly?
saying
Who
hopefully? I should
cares?
say 1 year, but if I say wait, that's a reach. But I want to say 1 year. Want to say 1 year.
Do. I know you
I
do.
want to say 1 year. But 1 year is even close. No, yes, but sorry, 6 months.
Okay, do you know I remember when you called me and you said that this situation is done?
Was done. It was.
It's not done now.
I literally put Eve the zombie. It right now is a zombie, because I literally put that thing in the grave. I buried it. I said my last goodbyes. I even wrote a long epistle. I'm done with you. Now
Just come back
it's
from
back.
the
Yeah. And it's not my fault. This
Okay.
zombie is just very, he's what, psycho, a psycho zombie.
What I'm saying. Psycho man, are you kidding?
I love me a good psycho man, dude. He makes my life
Oh my
exciting.
days. You know
Oh
what?
no.
Is the fact that you told me about two psycho guys you had experiences with. And there was one guy
Yeah.
you were talking to, and you said he was boring
I
because he was sane.
was not psycho. Yeah. So that's definitely a red flag. You see, you found a red flag. It's all our red flags are like coming into like the same light. Like, it's still the same type of thing. So yours is like having a particular standard that you're not willing to compromise for, and mine is just wanting to be entertained. Those
Yeah, I
are
think
terrible.
so.
I mean, in hindsight, like normal things a girl should want, but it's
Yeah.
not to a fault. I want to be too entertained, and you want to be giving exactly what you want, no compromise.
They can be compromised
Girl, there's no
sometimes.
compromise. There's no compromise for you. There's if you see something that you cannot deal with, you are gone. You are
Ah,
gone.
dude, that's a
You
problem. Because there was this time
are
I was
gone.
talking to this guy. We were talking for like a long time. This is a different one from the one last week. We're talking for a long time. And he liked me. Oh. But what was the problem? I was not attracted to him. So he was in the friend zone.
What is your problem? What is your problem? What is your problem?
Yeah. So I guess that's a bit toxic. There was even a time I went on a really nice date with a guy, and just because I wasn't attracted to him, I was like, oh, this is just a friendship hangout.
Oh no. You see, Chika, you start giving all these sweet, nice guys a chance.
I'm sorry. It's just because
attraction is a huge part of like one.
It is.
But you know what's so crazy is that I don't think I attract people that I'm not attracted to. Is that crazy?
Really? Now,
yeah.
That's good. I'm happy for you.
Some men move to me, but I feel like the men that put in more effort into moving to me are the ones that I'm really actually attracted to. And I don't even say like, but why I'm saying that is maybe it's in my head because they're giving me attention. Because I'm now saying, because you know, I as much as I have a physical type, I'm very willing to change up like what I think is physically attractive, right? So I feel like once I already give me that attention, it tends to make me think that they're more attractive. It's either that or the guys that are most to me are just really attractive.
Is that I'm seeing myself? I think also because like you, even because you at first, I feel like with you, you're different from me. You don't get, not that necessarily that you find them attractive from the jump. Like when they have a bit of rapport with you, that's when you're like, you're very much like that.
Yeah. I don't see you like, I think attractive. Like I think attractiveness builds over a certain period of time. And that's like and one day, right? All week. It could be a period of time.
Yeah, and the thing about me is that like it doesn't even have to be just physical, like emotional, mental, spirit. Like I'm telling you, it takes a lot. Like it, like for me, a guy can be attractive, but I'm not attracted to him. But when I find a guy that's attractive and has all the qualities I like it's very, I'm very much like, hey, heart eyes.
Okay, can I just say that I want to not have like when
me too, man. A man
I like when I see when a man that I like sees me, I don't want to see me doing hot eyes for him. I want to see hatred that this girl is. You know how this is a way of flexing is like by outside like what's your problem? That kind of
thing. What are you staring at? Ah no, I'm such a lover girl. Do you know how I knew I was a lover girl? Like recently, have you watched Queen Charlotte?
Yes, I binged it last night.
What did you think of it first? Let me ask you, what did you think of it?
The first episode, I was so giddy. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the real life. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. This is for me at the end. I was like,
No. No, but genuinely speaking.
Like the whole thing was just giving romantic soft love, like you know that whole love at first sight thing. Like
yes, that's how I knew. I'm a lover girl in the heart. No matter how much I try to,
I was screaming throughout the first episode.
Do you understand? Do you know one of my favorite scenes was when they met that first episode when they met in the garden where she was, and then there's a way he. Let me tell you what happened. He looked at her. He was staring at her. And she was not like, oh, what's wrong? He was not like, you're incomparable. Eh? The way in my heart did. Huh. And then he now said, no one told me you're this beautiful. In fact, you're too beautiful to even marry. I was just like, hey. Honestly, love that show. Can I just say Shonda Rhimes' pen? Because she was the one that wrote the theme. I was
too good.
Too good.
On the rhyme, she really caters to our like inner princesses, and we she also knows. Want to, kings that want to just be normal people, so that we fantasize about we actually just want to be normal people. We're already normal people.
I loved it, man. That's how I know I'm a lover girl, and it's so annoying because I'm Igbo and I'm supposed to be wicked, but I can't be wicked because I'm a lover girl.
I'm wicked for you.
Thanks. Okay. Well, I mean, we've been talking for quite a while. This was fun. Even though it started, because to be fair, you guys, this episode started on a bad note because
I was really sad. But I mean, I feel like this conversation really boosted my mood. I'm really happy now. This was really fun. Yeah. This was fun.
This was fun, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. Even if you don't, you know I'm here. I'm going to always be a hater to you guys. Even if you don't, we don't care. Okay? We don't.
She's not wrong. Anyways, later, guys. Bye.